This is Passport to Texas. Ecotourism is growing in popularity, thus creating new economic opportunities for private landowners, cities, and rural communities.
Nature-based tourism in Texas is done on small acreages and large acreages. What makes a good experience is making sure the experience is real and really provides an opportunity to observe wildlife, to learn about it, opportunities to learn about the history and culture of the region.
Linda Campbell oversees the Private Lands Program for Parks and Wildlife. The agency provides technical assistance to landowners and communities interested in making nature tourism part of their economic development.
We produce one particular business planning guide called Making Nature Your Business that kind of help people get started in planning how they can diversify their business.
Parks and Wildlife can assist with assessing natural resources and provide management recommendations. The department also works with communities to develop wildlife viewing maps.
What these are destination planning that actually links together the best sites to view wildlife in these regions. And we produce a map that tells people what there is to see, what kinds of wildlife habitats there are, where they can stay. And these sites are on private land and public lands.
We'll have more about the maps tomorrow. Meantime, learn about the agency's technical assistance program on the Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.